Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Rofika, part 2, Divine Prevention. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 15 and verse 25 and 26. So he cried out to the Lord and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." The last day we started discussing one of the compound names of God, Yahweh Rofika. This name means the God that heals. We spoke about the circumstances that led to God introducing himself as this God who heals. In fact, that scripture says, "I am the Lord who heals you." It was personal. The Israelites were really thirsty because they had journeyed for 3 days without water. They finally stumbled on water, but the water was not fit for drinking. They were torn between their burning thirst and the consequences of drinking poisonous water. Moses cried to God, and God spoke and gave him a solution to the problem of the water. And then God spoke, introducing himself as Yahweh Rofika. I find it interesting that God revealed himself as healer when the Bible has no specific record of anyone being sick. God stepped in as healer even before physical sickness occurred. In fact, God prevented sickness by healing the water. This morning, I just want us to have this in our consciousness, that God is not just the one who heals when sickness has come, but he is the God who can make you sickness free for the duration of your time on the earth. By healing the bitter water, God prevented sickness. This was an exhibition of divine preventive medicine. My dear listeners, it does not matter what diseases are going around where you are. They will not come near you. Ours is the God who has introduced himself as Yahweh Rofika. He has shown that he can prevent these diseases from coming on his covenant children. Let this confidence be in you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.